The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin here in Las Vegas area. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated radio food and wine program, to bring you important information about good wines and great food at each and every episode. Thank you for sending all your inquiring emails sent from your home country, literally from all around the world. I've received them this week from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Argentina, from Baja California, from Spain, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special guest audience is both hungry and thirsty, and they're pouring wine as I speak. And that's going to be a good thing. It's a beautiful Chardonnay. I'll tell you about it in a little while. My guest tonight is Rene France, who is the assistant manager here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in downtown Summerlin. You're going to love what he has to say. He's a very talented gentleman, and we've already had a lot of fun this morning before we got on the air. Not this morning, but this afternoon before we went on the air. If you're just beginning to discover a little bit about wine, or if you work in the industry, Wines du Jour can give you information that you can use to enjoy a glass or two of wine each and every day, which the medical profession says, especially with your dinner meal. We have been offering great information about food and wine, pairing for a long time, for over 16 years, each Thursday, and we're going to continue. Wines du Jour is very, very special to us. Thank you for listening to Wines du Jour, and you will meet... you will need to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. Wine is a beautiful and most hygienic of all beverages in the whole wide world. Wines du Jour Food and Wine Radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, around the world on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. And we're also available on podcast and free on iTunes. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass, is what I always say, and I think that's an absolute fact. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, and great taste right here on Wines du Jour. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about this restaurant that we're in. This is a freestanding building that cost a few million dollars to build. It is absolutely beautiful. Anybody would love to have a restaurant in this location, but it's Mexican. Now, a lot of people think Mexican is tacos and enchiladas. And I have to tell you that Mexican food is much, much more than that. And if you don't believe me, you can go to Mexico and find out. Tacos are maybe on the corner, but not necessarily in every restaurant. On the other hand, here in Las Vegas, if you like Mexican food or think you do, you come over here to Pancho's Mexican Restaurant and find out what real Mexican food is all about. And what I like to say is they have beef, they have pork, they have chicken, they have fish, they have all the things that you would love, regardless of what cuisine that you happen to like, but done in the Mexican style. That is what you need to check out. It's a beautiful place. They're open 7 days a week. They've got happy hour. They've got all kinds of things that we're going to talk about a little bit later, and I think you'll be interested in that. Oh, and incidentally, this is the time of year I would be remiss if I didn't mention, if you're going to have some type of a holiday party, even a birthday party, coming up in the next couple months before the big Santa comes down the chimney, make sure that you book your party here at Pancho's. Happy hour is all day. On Saturday and Sunday, believe it or not, and it's on every evening. We'll talk more about that when we get the chance to talk with Rene Formas before we come back from our break. We've got to go to a break right away, so unfortunately, it'll be a few more minutes. But we always have a good time here. The food is excellent at Pancho's, and the wines tonight are very unique, and you'll find out what I mean by that. In fact, one of them is simply called Honor. Now, if you know about service people and all the things that have been going on and all the people that have helped with the big incidents that have happened here in Las Vegas with the shooting that we had, the worst that's ever happened in America, or the fire and the wind and all the sort of thing up in the wine country in Napa and Sonoma, you'll know that the word honor really means something. But believe it or not, it's the name of a beautiful wine that you're going to...
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hello, CRN listeners. This is Michael Horn inviting you to join me and my co-host, sommelier Nicole Nielsen from Roost Chris Steakhouse, as we present What's Cooking on Wine. Find out about the latest trends in wine, great food, spirits, and a whole lot more. It's What's Cooking on Wine, done live at 6 o'clock Monday nights at Roost Chris Steakhouse in Pasadena, California, and then the replays throughout the weekend right here on CRN. So if you love wine and you love great food, it's What's Cooking on Wine right here on CRN.
Welcome back to Wine Sojour. We're having a good time here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in Las Vegas. Actually, we're in downtown Summerlin. That's the western part of the Las Vegas area. A beautiful shopping center, very large, as a matter of fact, with some wonderful restaurants. And one of my favorites of all time is right here where we're sitting, and that's Pancho's, because I don't know about you, but I love Mexican food. And I'm not talking about Taco Bell now. I'm talking about Mexican food, the real thing. And that's where you come. It's to a real Mexican restaurant. And, of course, the one here in Las Vegas is easy to find. It's in downtown Summerlin, and it's called Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. It's a big, beautiful, white building, plenty of parking. It's just a great thing. Well, let's talk a little bit to the assistant manager that's here, and that's Remy that I mentioned to you just a little while ago. Remy, first of all, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule to be with us this evening. And tell us a little bit about Pancho's Mexican Restaurant.
Thank you very much. I'm Rennie. And Pancho's Mexican Restaurant originated in Manhattan Beach, California. We started there in 1977. It's still going, so it's actually 40 years old this year. We have many of the same employees there still. And we actually transferred some over here to Las Vegas, when we started this restaurant 2 years ago. We built it starting January 19th in 2015, opened in October 7th in 2015, and have been open for 2 years. Business is great. It's on the increase in the shopping center here, and we're having a lot of fun serving people. It's great food. Great service, wonderful atmosphere. This building, as Wes just mentioned, this cost us $4.5 million to build with everything in it, and we're very proud of it. And we're looking forward to the holiday season here downtown Summerlin. We're booking parties for Christmas as well as whatever events you want to do. Just an aside here, advertising downtown Summerlin Shopping Center. They're having their first Christmas parade on November the 17th. It's a holiday parade, so we're very proud of that, and it's a fun place to take your kids. It's in one of the main streets in downtown Summerlin. I'm not sure on the time. You'll have to check your online things, but it's a wonderful, wonderful holiday season here in downtown Summerlin.
That sounds good. That's what I was just going to say. I want to mention about the happy hour, because it's something that you don't normally see. You know, almost every bar, restaurant has a happy hour of some sorts. But let me tell you a little bit about this. First of all, Monday through Friday, it's from 2 in the afternoon until 7 at night. It's not like from 5:30 to 6, you know, 2 to 7. And on Saturdays, they're open at 11 to 7 o'clock is happy hour. And on Sundays, it's from 10 to 7 o'clock. That's on Sunday. And you have a special thing that you're doing right now on Sunday. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we have Sunday brunch. It starts at 10 a.m. We serve champagne as much as you like. And if you want to turn that into a mimosa, that's fine. The bartender will do that for you. And you'll have to ask your waiter or waitress. We have a lot of fun serving people on Sunday brunch.
That's a good thing. Well, you know, can you just imagine what a Mexican brunch looks like? You have to come and check it out. There's lots of items. I know there is. Do you happen to know what the number is? Like, is 23 or 14 or something like that? Or do you have any idea? It's okay if you don't know.
We have a special menu. It's our green menu. So if you come here, you'll get the green menu and you'll also get the dinner menu. You'll get them both. So you have a choice of everything, actually.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, and, you know, and of course, if it's your birthday, please let the waiter or waitress know. We'll certainly give you a free deep-fried ice cream. And as you may have heard earlier, our waiters get all together, and we sing you a happy birthday, and you get to wear a Mexican hat, and you can take your pictures.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's a lot of fun. Listen, I mentioned tacos. I kind of poo-pooed it. I didn't mean to do that because I don't think that they're a bad thing in any way, shape, or form. In fact, here at Poncho's, let me read what I have here. You can nosh on $2.50 tacos every Tuesday in the cantina. Now, listen to this. This is not your typical taco. It's made with a choice of shredded chicken, ground beef, shredded beef, and topped with pico de gallo, a lettuce, and shredded cheese. That is a real taco. That's a good thing. So I just wanted to throw that in. I want to tell you also a little bit about what's available here in the cantina. The cantina is a bar. So they have a full bar. If you like to just sit at the bar, you can eat at the bar if you choose to do so as well. They have a full bar, anything you like. But what they're known for is margaritas and what else?
Oh, margaritas. And then we have Jason, one of our bartenders, who's very creative. Just about every week he comes up with something else. And so if
the Jason special.
Jason special. And he does these things. He's our, our mixologist in a way.
Mixologist, yeah.
Yeah, he's a super guy.
That's good. Well, the people here in the kitchen are very knowledgeable. They've got a great menu, good choices. The recipes are excellent. And then in the restaurant itself, what you and I get the chance to see when you come in to visit is you get a seat, is the food server that takes care of you and the bus person. And I have to tell you, they're both trained very, very well. They not only look good, but they know what the heck it is to do. You know, so many food servers don't know where the water goes, if you know what I'm saying. They bring a glass of water. They might sit it at the end of the table. They might put it on your dinner plate, for that matter. They just don't really know. Not here. In fact, just for your own edification, if you want to know where water really goes, it goes at 12 o'clock. If you were to look at your plate, and if it was a clock, it would be at 12 o'clock. That's where the water should sit. I don't care if you're a fine dining restaurant or a to-go restaurant. Water goes at 12 o'clock. And then from there to the right would be based on what you're drinking. If you're having champagne, that would be the first glass to the right of the water glass. The second one would be a white wine glass. The third one would be a red wine glass. So in that order. And that's normally the way you eat. If you're going to have a full dinner, you might start out with a little champagne and then go to a white wine with appetizers and an entree with red wine. You see what I'm saying? So that's the way it works, and that's the proper way to do it. You do it however you like, of course. That's the way that works. Okay. The first wine I want to tell you a little bit about is one that you probably know a little bit about. In Sonoma County, that is where they had some disaster here last week. There is a winery called Rodney Strong. And Rodney Strong is a good gentleman, very knowledgeable, and has had his winery for a long time. But what we're using tonight is his 2013 Chardonnay. It comes to us with 13.5% alcohol. And that's what we talk about each week with each wine, is the percentage of alcohol, because the higher the percentage of alcohol, the less it pairs with food. So when you're talking 13.5, 14.5, you're right in the ballpark. The best way to pair with food and wine together is with alcohol at that percentage in the wine business. Now, all wines tonight fall into that category. The first one, as I just mentioned, the Chardonnay is 13.5. And the Pinot Noir that I mentioned a little earlier with Honor is 14.5. And also the third one, which is a Healdsburg Ranch's California wine, is Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's 14.5 as well. So we're really in good shape when it comes to the percentage of alcohol versus the type of food. Now, this particular Sonoma County Chardonnay is juicy, is really rich. Everybody's had a chance now to taste it. They're getting their food that they paired with it, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. The Chardonnay also has a little Basque pear taste to it, which I happen to really like, and it makes it really amenable to food. It also has a little bit of that vanilla, which, as you know, if you've been listening to Wines Azure, the vanilla flavor comes from only one thing, and that is the oak barrels that it was aged in. So if you ever find any wine, redder or yellow or white or whatever it might be, if it has a vanilla flavor, you know it's been aged in oak. That's basically all, because you can't have it without it. So the food now that's paired with this is a quesadilla. Now, most everybody knows what a quesadilla is, and this quesadilla, I think, is pretty unique but very, very tasty. I'm sure I haven't had a chance to taste it yet, but it is a combination of artichokes and mushrooms. Now, we're not talking about artichokes out of a jar. We're talking about the real thing. And of course, we're talking about good mushrooms. And when I say good, I just want you to remind you, if you haven't already heard, I'm not a big fan of white mushrooms. I don't think they should even grow them. They have no flavor. They have hardly any nutrition and almost no taste whatsoever. But brown mushrooms and Italian mushrooms, whatever you want to call them, they've got flavor, taste, and so on. And when you check out your quesadilla, and you'll see that that's what we're talking about here tonight. I know this is one of your favorite items on the menu as far as the appetizers are concerned, and you have kind of a special way that you have the kitchen prepare for you periodically.
Yeah, when I do a quick bite to eat, I usually leave the artichokes out. Mushroom and quesadilla, quesadilla is wonderful, and I have it in the bar. We have a special bar menu too, by the way, and so it's a different price on it, and we really enjoy making food and delighting people, just, you know, pleasing people. You'll agree that a lot of the food here is made fresh. I mean, we just don't do it any other way.
That's the way it should be. And of course, Mexican has a little connotation with it, and it's an unfortunate thing because they think that it's not too expensive if it's Mexican, and that's not necessarily what we're talking about. We're talking about quality, not cost. So the cost of food in any good restaurant should be reasonable, and it is certainly here, but at the same time, it should be fresh, and that's the key. Every chef in the country worth his salt wants to make sure everything that he can possibly get is done fresh. Some places where you don't grow vegetables and so on and so forth, it's a little more difficult. In fact, in Las Vegas, you could go 50 miles in any direction and be hard-pressed to find somebody that's even growing tomatoes, if you know what I'm saying. So we have to go to Southern California or to Utah to find fresh. But you know what? Today's transportation trucks, they can haul an awful lot of product, and it doesn't take very long to get from Salt Lake City, as an example, to Las Vegas, or from Los Angeles to San Diego to Las Vegas. So it's almost the same thing as being right on the coast, even though we're out here in the middle of the desert, and we have the privilege of getting fresh fruits and fresh vegetables to like anybody else that lives in the farm country, so to speak. And that's an important thing.
Yeah. Our owner, Ab Lawrence, uses the same... We use the same tortillas, whether it's corn or flour or whatever, as we have in Manhattan Beach. So we get a weekly delivery of tortillas out of L.A. We couldn't find anything we liked here. And so our chips are from L.A., same as our Manhattan Beach store. So
Very tasty, I might interrupt and say.
Yeah.
Very tasty. And then the good part is the chef in the kitchen that's in charge of making the salsa does it the same every day. So you can come here on Tuesday or Sunday or whatever, and the salsa is going to be the same. And I have to tell you, it's damn good. There's a lot of salsas in this country, but they aren't all good. This one is an excellent one. And if you want it a little hotter, which I'm like that, but a lot of people aren't, you can certainly ask for a little bit of hot sauce to add to it and make it as hot as you can stand it, whatever that is for you. Okay, I want to talk a little bit more about the wine, because I just mentioned a little bit about Basque pear, and I mentioned a little bit about vanilla. But this is a very, I call it anyway, a balanced Chardonnay. It's not too acidic. It's not too tannic. It's not too fruity. It's just kind of in between, which is, again, what I think makes it work so well with this Casadillas that they have here for us to taste. You'll also see that there's a little bit of yellow apple, a little pie taste to the Chardonnay, apple pie. Yeah, I think so. It's definitely there. And what I like most of all is the minerality here on this particular wine. The minerality is very good, and it gives you that long, lingering finish. After you swallowed it, you can still taste it, which is what we call a long, lingering finish. And that's what's pretty doggone good, or at least I think it is. So you have a great 2013 Rodney Strong Chardonnay from Sonoma, 13.5% alcohol, which is absolutely wonderful to go with food. And a retail price, listen to this.
Do you know where to get linguine and clams delivered at 3 in the morning? It's the Bootlegger Italian Bistro on the South Strip. Dennis Bono loves the calamari fritti, and Anthony Bourdain loves Mama's pasta and meatballs. I'm Lorraine Hunt Bono, and I love all of Mama's recipes, especially when I'm having dinner with Dennis.
The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, Las Vegas Boulevard in Robbindale. The best food and gaming 24/7, where parking is always free.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available only on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's to see the memorabilia of movie stars and theatrical magic right in downtown Fullerton, California. See the Art of the Masters, an Italian town square complete with storefronts of old Italian butchers and cheesemongers, fruit and wine vendors, seamstresses showing their wares, fairy lights from cathedral ceilings, and our ancestors smiling down at you from the family love altar. The Romance of Romeo and Juliet, and find the mystical Room of the Moon. And don't forget King Kong, Dracula, Frankenstein, and who knows what awaits you in the wine cellar. Enjoy the great food. We hand stuff our pastas, roll each and every tortellini, bake our own bread, make our own sauces fresh from our private stock of Sicilian family recipes. From pasta to seafood, chicken to award-winning pizzas, tiramisu flown in from Rome. If you can't find something on our menu to tempt you, you don't like Italian food. Try our Sunday brunch, just $18.95, and Angelo's and Vinci's has been named 2 years in a row best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurant, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4020.
Amid all the fire devastation hitting Northern California, some might be searching for ways to help. While the scope of the destruction will become clear in the coming days and weeks, there are already needs in those communities. Here are some options for those who want to lend a helping hand. Visit redcross.org/donate/donation or call 800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999, that's 90999, to make a $10 donation. Thank you very much.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. We're having a good time here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant here in downtown Summerlin. Listen, I mentioned not only the Chardonnay from Rodney Strong, but I started to mention before we had to go to a break to the Honor Winery. And I mentioned Honor. If you look at the label of the Honor Wines, you see that there's a pair of boots there, such as military boots. And so it really kind of tells you a story without having to write a whole lot. And what we're tasting tonight, which I think is very good, one of my favorite varietals is Pinot Noir, coming to us, of course, from France. And this Pinot Noir comes to us from the Russian River area, which is in Sonoma, almost the very center of Sonoma, I might add. And this is a 2012 Honor Winery Pinot Noir Russian River Valley blend of 60% Cabernet Franc, 25% Cabernet Sauvignon, 10% Merlot, 5% Petit Verdot. So it's a nice blend of wines. It's not just Pinot Noir by itself, and you hardly ever see any other varietal blended with Pinot. Pinot is almost always independent by itself, but here they blended it with a few more from the Russian River Valley, which, as you probably know, is almost what we might refer to as Pinot country, because there's more Pinot Noir grown in that very area around the Russian River than any other varietal. Next would be Chardonnay. So being almost in the center of Sonoma, it's about, I'm going to guess, around 40 miles from the Pacific Ocean, east of the Pacific Ocean. So they do get a constant breeze, even though it's 40 miles away. It's not like being right there at the border, if you will, between the ocean and land, where they would get probably 30, 40 miles an hour pretty consistently. We're talking about 10, 12 miles an hour, pretty consistent in the Russian River Valley. And all that really means to you and I is that it keeps it cooler in that area. So Pinot Noir doesn't like it too hot. It doesn't like it too cold. It doesn't like it too wet. It doesn't like it too dry. It needs to have certain amount of nutrition in the soil to grow well. You can grow Pinot Noir almost anywhere, but it may not be all that great. And that's why we have a lot of not-so-good Pinot Noirs on the market. And that's why when you find one that you really like, boy, make sure you remember it. And when you go to your retail store, make sure that you pick that up. And I'm suggesting that you try Honor Winery. It retails for about $60 a bottle. It's not inexpensive. And I need to tell you, a good percentage of that $60 goes to charity, which helps people like the drastic things that have happened here, not only in Los Angeles, but also a week later up in Napa and Sonoma area. So it's a great winery, tastes really well, and I like the combination. I hope you like it too. And what we're going to put together with that, I'm going to ask Rennie if he'll tell me what yes. the, let's see, you call it Taco de Tinga.
Yeah,
taco. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, tacos de tinga are two corn tortillas filled with roasted marinated pork, cooked in Pancho's special herbs, and roasted mild California chilies.
Ooh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Absolutely delicious.
That sounds good to me. I'd like to have some of that. Well, I guess I am going to have some of that, aren't I? Okay. This is something that, well, the blends that we have with this wine of Honor Winery is something that I think really enhances the fact that it pairs well with food. And this tacos tinga is a pretty unique thing. You know, the Mexicans love to marinate things, and they're marinating this pork, I don't know for how long, but I know it's for a good length of time.
Overnight.
Overnight, okay, oh, yeah. So, and then they roast it low and slow, if you want to use a term that we use in barbecue. Low and slow, small temperature, maybe 300, 325, 250, whatever it might be, for a long period of time, rather than put it in a hot oven around 400 or 450 and get it cooked up real quick, because, first of all, the taste goes away and it becomes tough. And that's what happens so often. Tough is not what we like. And, of course, I love those California chilies. They're always good, and they always have a good variety of chilies as well.
Delicious, absolutely. We get our chilies also from the same guy that brings our tortillas.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And it's interesting how we put some of the things together here.
That's true. Well, and of course, we're talking fresh all the time.
Yep.
So that's a good thing. We're in downtown Summerlin, as I mentioned before, and it happens to be in the western part of the state, the city. And what I want to mention to you is that there's going to be some things happen here in the near future. We've got to go to a break right now. Okay. But when we come back from the break, I'm going to ask Remy if he'll tell us a little bit about it. You're going to be amazed. If you live in this area, you know that there's going to be a ballpark created in this area. And we'll find out the details from Remy when we come back. So don't go anyway. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet here on Wines du Jour. at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant in Las Vegas. And you're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm Les Kincaid. Be back in a moment.
Hi, everyone. This is Fred Dreyer with a big announcement. My new movie, Highway 395, has just been released. Don't miss this classic modern-day Western set along Highway 395 in California. It's an action thriller with some romance, too. You can own Highway 395 today by going to my brand-new website, FredDreyer.co. That's FredDreyer.co. Get my new movie, Highway 395, and check out my new website, FredDreyer.co.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-8803, 800-485-8803, 800-485-8803. Call right now. That's 800-485-8803.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
Amid all the fire devastation hitting Northern California, some might be searching for ways to help. While the scope of the destruction will become clear in the coming days and weeks, there are already needs in those communities. Here are some options for those who want to lend a helping hand. Visit redcross.org/donate/donation. Or call 800-RED-CROSS or text Red Cross to 90999, that's 90999, to make a $10 donation. Thank you very much.
Well, having a good time. Before we went to the break, I mentioned that there's going to be some construction. goes to a cloudy color. That does not mean you can see through it like you would if it was water, but that's the way we like to talk. Licorice and a little bit of minerality to this one as well, and that's one of the things I like so well. And I can't think of anything that would pair any better with it at a Mexican restaurant than tacos de tinga. Okay, let's go now to Rini, if he'll tell us a little bit about what they're going to do out here as far as construction is concerned that everybody's really super excited about here in downtown Summerlin.
Yes, as you well know, downtown Summerlin is owned by the Hughes Corporation and also managed by Hughes. And we had a meeting a couple days ago and very excited plans about building the new baseball stadium for the Las Vegas 51s, which is the feeder team for the Mets. Also, it's a sort of a downstep if one of the Mets guys gets hurt. They go there to recuperate, and then finally they end up getting back on the team. It's going to be a wonderful ballpark. It'll probably seat about 10,000 people. Lots of parking. It's on the backside of the where the Golden Knights are. The left outfield is going to be the back end of the building of the Golden Knights. Very exciting. In fact, the Golden Knights already are practicing in their facility, and as you well know, they're doing well on their first bunch of games that they've been playing at home. They're now on the road, the practices at the Golden Knights facility is free. There's two ice rinks. One is for the public to skate on. The other one's for the team to skate on. Usually in the mornings, you can check with them, and you can watch their practice, and you can sit in the stands there. And there's also a restaurant in between the two ice rinks from which you can view the team practice. It's an absolutely fabulous facility. And again, like I said, lots of parking. So there's a lot of things going on here, and they're going to be building lots of apartments also on the outside, outer ring of that ballpark. And so we're just excited. This is a wonderful facility, wonderful company to work for. And we want to grow with this.
When do you think it's going to open? It'd be about 2018 or something like that?
2019, I think.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure on the timeline on that.
I know it's going to take a couple years to build. I mean, it's too big to do it overnight, that's for sure.
It's going to be a state-of-the-art facility from minor league baseball, really. I used to live in North Carolina and watched the Durham Bulls go into their new facility. And it's probably a step beyond what they have there. It's fun to watch. And it's not very expensive either.
You talk about a team like the group here.
Right.
I was young enough in Fresno, California, when they had the baseball team there. We used to go to play baseball at the stadium, they called it, which was, by today's standard, was a joke.
Yeah, true.
You know, you parked on the green part of it, and you sat on the bleachers. It was not too cool. This is first class. I mean, it's going to be really good. Everybody's going to want to come to it instead of just the down and dirty lovers of baseball. So that's a good thing. Okay, let's get back to our wine, because I think that's important. Again, we paired this beautiful tortilla with marinated pork, herbs, and California chilies. And I have to tell you, it's very tasty. One thing I want to bring to your attention that a lot of people aren't aware of, if you want to decide whether a restaurant has good quality food or not, we're talking about Mexican food now, when you order a taco, and all restaurants that have Mexican food have tacos, it's not just the corner stand, they have two tortillas together. And then there's a filling in it. If you go to the Mickey Mouse or the Average, you get one tortilla. That itself tells you the difference between the knowledge of the kitchen and those that are trying to make a dollar trying to sell a lot of tacos. Am I right, do you think?
No, yeah, I got a mouthful.
Oh, that's okay. Didn't mean to do that, but I think it's important to know that two tortillas makes the whole dish taste a lot different, or not dish, but the whole tortilla. What am I saying?
It makes it easier to handle, too.
Yeah, that's the whole thing, really it is.
You know, some of our, like the tinga is sort of almost like a sauce with meat.
Right.
And so the tortilla has
a little wet.
Wet, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So it might get a little soggy. So to have two tortillas is wonderful.
Well, I just want you to mention, I want to mention this Honor Pinot Noir. goes well with not just this Mexican food that we're having this evening, but one of the things I happen to like this with, this is one of my favorite Pinot Noirs, incidentally, even though it's a blend, is duck. Now, if you like duck or if you like goose or you like game birds and you don't know what to serve with it, let me tell you, it is outstanding. So if you're not sure what you're talking about here when I say Honor Winery, swirl your glass for about 8 or 10 seconds, put your nose in there, take a smell, and then take a nice taste, and you'll go, holy cow, and you'll know why it's $60 a bottle. You know, I mean, unfortunately, it's a little bit expensive, and I agree with that, but remember that you're helping people that are indigenous, if you will. We've got to go to a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about number three coming up, and that is the Healdsburg Ranch's California Cabernet Sauvignon. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Come on the Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit KaanapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Two-time Grammy Award-winning Jack Jones is performing live at the Irvine Barclay Theater on Saturday, October 28th.
Comb your hair. Fix your makeup.
Tickets are on sale now at thebarclay.org. Come enjoy an evening with Jack Jones as he sings his classics.
My heart's out of the running. True love scraps for another's sake.
And hits off his new album, Seriously Frank, a tribute to Frank Sinatra.
The best is yet to come.
Come see Jack Jones live at the Irvine Barclay Theater. For tickets, go to thebarclay.org.
Welcome back to Wine. I want to mention a couple things about the first wine, which was a Chardonnay. I didn't tell you too much about it, but some of the things that you could have, in addition to the quesadillas that we had, which were beautiful and paired very, very well with it, but some of the other things that you could serve with this type of a Chardonnay is lobster. Now, lobster is something that is, it doesn't have to come from Maine to be good. The only key really is if you have lobster at home, the answer is to not overcook it. And another thing that I like with this Chardonnay is halibut. Now, that's one of my favorite fish, and this Chardonnay goes really well with halibut. And then last but certainly not least, and you probably don't think in terms of this particular item to go with Chardonnay, but veal chop. Now, we're not talking about pork chop or beef. We're talking, it is beef, of course, but it's young beef called veal. And that veal chop goes so well with the good Chardonnay. It's hard to believe, especially if you have some sautéed brown mushrooms to go with it. Add a little butter to the mushrooms and toss it and serve it right with that. You'll be very, very happy with a veal chop and a glass of Chardonnay. That's a good thing. Okay, now let's get down to wine number three, which we're about to taste. It's the 2013 Healdsburg Ranches California Cabernet Sauvignon. It is 14.5% alcohol, which I've mentioned before, which is a beautiful number to go with food. And the food with this is going to be very good. Wait till Rini tells you what that is. On the other hand, this particular Cabernet is very reasonably priced at $15 a bottle. That's really unusual. It's nice. It's got full body to it. It's got beautiful color. It's kind of a soft, delicate Cabernet. You know, most Cabernet Sauvignons are pretty big and bold. This is on the other end of that, so you don't have to worry too much about that. The palate includes the notes of some blackberry, some dried cherry, some velvety chocolate. Those of you that like chocolate, this Cabernet goes very well with it, along with some tobacco spices, a little cassis. And cassis is something that, incidentally, generally when you have a Pinot Noir, almost always one of the first things that jumps out at you is cassis. But in this case, it's with this particular Cabernet Sauvignon, so that's pretty good. And this particular wine was aged in French oak as opposed to American oak, even though it's in Sonoma, California. Nice layers of flavor, smooth, very dry tannin, and I think it goes real. And then some of the things, in addition to what we're about to taste, which is Pollo Mole Poblano, which I'm going to ask Rini to tell us a little bit about in just a second.
Okay.
This also goes with beef and lamb and game and poultry, almost anything. That's okay. Just put it anywhere. No problem. Okay, tell us a little bit about this, if you would.
Okay, Pollo on Mole Poblano is tender pieces of boneless chicken smothered with poblano-style red mole sauce. And that sauce is made with ancho and pasilla chilies, sesame seeds, peanuts, sweet chocolate, and a blend of spices and herbs. And it's served with Mexican-style rice and beans.
I'll have to tell you, one of the things that happens when it comes to Mexican food is that the most popular thing that's done really, really well in Mexico with Mexican cuisine is mole. Now, mole is a general term. It's kind of like a word gravy. There's all different types and kinds of mole, but boy, let me tell you, it is what makes a dish taste really well. In fact, if you look at it from time to time, what happens is the mole is what you would actually try to pair your wine with, as opposed to trying to put it with something else. It just doesn't work. So, again, beef, lamb, game, and poultry with this particular Harold's Ranches. This is 2013 year. Now, that just tells us, 2013 tells us the year that the grapes were grown. Not the year it was put in the bottle, but the year the grape was grown. That's the way it always is with all wines all around the world. So if it says 2009, it means the grapes were pulled out of the field in 2009. No question about that. Okay, what I like also is the layers of flavor. This particular wine has a nice, smooth finish to it. And I think that's, you know, kind of not necessarily something you don't ever see with Cabernet Sauvignon, but certainly not something that you see on an everyday basis. This is just a light, nice-tasting, palatable Cabernet Sauvignon without a problem. And for $15, it's hard to beat it, I think. It's definitely well worth it and goes well with a lot of things. I like the tobacco spice to it, which is something you don't always see in Cabernet, but it's not an uncommon thing at the same time. So it goes well with the mole poblano. That's the chicken mole poblano. It is really nice. You look at the dish that they brought out with it in, if you still have any of it left, and you can see the rice and the Mexican beans and the chicken with the mole sauce, and the mole sauce, I think, It's very tasty. Take a little taste where you can taste the mole sauce, and then take a sip of your red wine. And let me tell you, you'll know what pairing is all about. It's beautiful. I think it's very, very good. Again, this is $15 a bottle. The Pinot that we had, I'm going to mention again, was $60 a bottle. And the Chardonnay that we started out with this evening was $17 a bottle. All three of them are very good price. Even though $60 is not something you're going to drink two or three of those during the week, it might be for a special occasion, but I can tell you, it tastes so good that any type of a special occasion would go well with a $60 bottle of wine if you're willing to do that. Now, most people, frankly, think wine should be somewhere around anywhere from $12 to $25 a bottle. That's probably what I agree with. And you can go to most retail stores, wine stores or what have you, and find wines that are very tasty for that. You don't have to spend $300 to get a good bottle of wine.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV. Now available globally on your iPad, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Life TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wine Du Jour. Boy, I'll tell you, the food and the wine tonight pair so well together that everybody here is going, now we know exactly what you're talking about when it comes to pairing food and wine. And that's what I'd like you to do at home on a regular basis. Let me just kind of run through some of the things that you might want to consider. Anytime you're having any type of meat, which most people do by far, if you have a sauce that's going to go with that meat, you might want to taste the sauce and try to pair the wine to go with the sauce rather than the chicken or the beef or the pork or whatever, because it will pair better overall if you have it go good with the sauce. That's what we did here tonight. Let me tell you, this mole sauce on the item number three here that we're tasting, this Harrelsburg Ranch is just 2013, incidentally, just pairs so well with this beautiful sauce, this mole sauce that the chef put together. We call it red mole sauce. But boy, I have to tell you, it is delivered. You could take that and have it with your cereal. You know what I'm saying? It is really that good. You could have it with things other than just what he serves it with. You agree?
Yeah. You can do that mole sauce with, just about a lot of things. We serve it with a large chicken breast on one of our items, and it's just delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
That's a good thing.
Yep.
And it's something that you should consider to do. And all I'm telling you is that if you're going to pair food with wine, and I hope you do it on a daily basis, because you know the medical profession all around the world now says that everybody should have, if you're healthy consuming, you should have one or two glasses of wine with your dinner meal every day. Wine is not a Saturday or a Sunday item. They're talking about how big the glasses are. 64 ounces is a little bit too big. Oh, it's perfect. Oh, okay. But in fact, let me just mention, what if you go to a bar or a restaurant and you order a glass of wine, how much wine do you think they pour in the glass and give to you? What do you think the number is? And the number, frankly, because I can tell you, is either 5 or 6 ounces. Most cases, 5 ounces. If the bar is looking to try to develop more business, sometimes they'll give you a little extra to try and encourage you to come back. But realistically, 5 is the magic number. And so what do we say? 5 ounces, okay. How much is in a bottle of wine? We know it's 750 milliliters, but let's convert that to American talk, because most people don't know what a milliliter or a liter is. And a milliliter, converted to English, that bottle of 7 is 25.4 ounces. 25.4 ounces. So if we take my little rule that I just mentioned of 5 ounces per glass, you're going to get 5 glasses of wine out of one bottle. Make sense? So now when you have a party and you're having 15 or 30 or 50 people over, you can kind of calculate based on that. So I just thought you should know that. Okay, thanks for listening to Wines du Jour, food and wine radio show here at Pancho's Mexican Restaurant. Wines du Jour continues to be America's number one syndicated food and wine radio show. You can listen to us each and every week at this very same time on this very same station. Or you can go to leskincade.com and choose any of the listed of the 24/7s that are on there. We're always looking for more and more listeners, so pass the word if you like the show and give them an opportunity to discover Wines du Jour. If you want to know more about my favorite subjects, you can go to my website, leskincade.com, for my current updates or listen to our previous broadcast 24/7, or you can join us on Facebook or Twitter. I want to thank Remy Franz, his assistant manager here, and I also want to thank my beautiful broadcast engineer, Jeremy Knight, for his work. Remember that Wines du Jour is part of a civilized life for more than 7,000 years, and it's only beverage that feeds the body, except for water, in a great way. Thanks for choosing and listening to Wines du Jour. Please drink responsible. Use coasters. From left coast, from east coast, and from all around the world on the internet, from Las Vegas, Nevada.